Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Laxville Live. You're listening to the Laxworm Radio Experience. I'm your host, Dan Power. We've got an exciting show tonight covering the absolutely exciting week two in the MCLA. Going to focus a lot on the Division II side of the things. It was just an explosive week that's going to shake up the polls. So much happening in the second week. It's just really exciting, top seeds going down, unknowns making themselves known. The polls are going to be all sorts of confusion, teams moving up, down, falling in, coming out. What a crazy week in the MCLA it was. If you had a chance to see any of the games this week and want to chime in on it, feel free to give us a call on the studio line. Call-in number is 347-826-9095. Again, that number is 347-826-9095. Well, let's not waste any time here, folks. Let's get down right to the Division II MCLA action this last weekend. Got top teams going in action, and they're on the bottom of the schedule, and they didn't play till about 11 o'clock at night on Saturday at Champions Hall in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Number 2, St. John's University, and at the time, number 17, Elon, out of North Carolina. Where does Elon come from? Boy, they rattle the Johnnies 11-7 and hand Johnnies a big early season loss. Kind of a head-scratcher for the Johnnies. Johnnies were expected to win that one rather handily, but Elon coming out of the woodwork and putting on a phenomenal display up in Minnesota, showing the whole country that they are for real. Started with Joy McLaughlin in cage for the Phoenix. Just had an outstanding night. Only a junior, 6'1", 200 pounds at a Malvern Prep, Pennsylvania. But you talk about making a statement early on in the season, McLaughlin 12 big saves, giving up just 7 goals to the Johnnies' high-powered offense. Just an unusual night for the Johnnies. They did play a game earlier in that day, they beat Iowa State rather handily. So there could have been some tired legs for the Johnnies, but I know they're not giving that as any excuse. They beat Iowa State 15-4 earlier on in the day. But Elon sure making a statement, showing the country that they are for real. And then the very next day, they battled North Dakota State less than 12 hours later in Minnesota, and they come out with just a one-point loss to the number 3-ranked Bison. The Bison edge out Elon 5-4. They do had a big morning in net for North Dakota State, making 12 big saves, giving up just the 4 goals to Elon. But had Elon had a good night's rest, I think that could have been a different story. I know that game came right down to the wire. I was following that on the Twitter feed, and sounded like a very excited game. And I got to tell you folks, this Elon team is for real. The Phoenix are are looking to make a run at the national tournament and to get themselves in the mix of that national championship talk. And after two games up here in Minnesota and splitting with two of the top teams in the country, I've got to jump on the bandwagon here and say Elon is for real. They've got a tough schedule coming up that's not backing off. Palm Beach Atlantic coming up, the Citadel, Duke University's club. Then they go to Coastal Carolina, get UNC Charlotte to end out the regular season. So if you're looking for a team to follow, a team to root for as this MCLA Division II season kicks on in high gear, Elon Phoenix might just be the team for you. Polls real quick and showing how that shook everything up. Johnny's go from number 2 to number 5. From that loss to Elon, Grand Valley State hangs on to the number 1 spot despite not having played a game yet. Dayton University, the Flyers, are 3-0 this season, bounce up to number 2. St. Thomas stays idle, having not played a game yet either, at number 3. And North Dakota flip-flops up one spot, bouncing up over St. John's into the number 4 spot. Elon jumps way, way up. They jump 8 spots. Biggest jumper in the polls this week, all the way from 16 to 8. But I believe right now they could be one of the most dangerous teams in the country. Speaking of dangerous teams in the country, this weekend of March 11, 12, and 13 is the weekend of the lacrosse regular season, and it's happening right up here in the metro Minnesota area. It all starts Friday night up in St. Paul at Concordia University at the Seafoam Dome. St. John's is going to take on nationally ranked Northern Colorado. Game starts at 7 o'clock, and that's going to kick off a great, great weekend up here in Minnesota. St. John's, St. Thomas, North Dakota State, 3 of the top 5 teams are all duking it out here. Right after the Johnny game, North Dakota State is going to take on nationally ranked Missouri Valley right in St. Paul at the Seafoam Dome, following right up to that Johnny game. So you've got two great games there on Friday night. It's going to be absolutely an action-packed night in St. Paul. Bounce over to Saturday, just staying in Minnesota. Thomas at battling against Missouri Valley coming up for the weekend. Two national powerhouses going at it again. And then the game of the weekend, St. John's, North Dakota State, two top 5 teams battling it out, 8:30 at night at the Seafoam Dome, campus of Concordia University. You're not going to want to miss this game. If it's going to be broadcast or put on stream somewhere, we'll make sure to get you that detailed as it happens. But Johnny's Bison is going to be the game of the weekend, and it's a huge conference game for both teams. St. John's has already got a loss. Non-conference might be it, but this is a big conference game because one conference loss can bump you out of that number 1 seed going into the playoffs. And that is very, very important. You want to be that number 1 seed in the UMLC going into that conference championship. And on Saturday, it's not enough that we've had great games already. This is going to bounce all the way into Sunday. The one more great game is St. John's is going to take on Missouri Valley to round out the weekend. That game is going to be at 10:30 a.m. once again at the Seafoam Dome at Concordia University in St. Paul. So if you can find a way up to St. Paul, you're going to get 6 great games this weekend. All top 10 nationally ranked teams duking it out. It's really going to shake up the polls. Wait till we see what week 3 brings. I am so excited. I can't see what's going to happen. It's just going to be a phenomenal weekend of lacrosse. To round out the show, let's just bounce back to some MCLA Division One scores, get a Week 2 recap real quickly. I know there was some great teams off to some great starts this season. Got to start off with Colorado State, starting off 4-0 on the year. Had a nice win over Boston College, 8-4. They've got a tough schedule coming up, but the Rams are definitely off on the right start. Captain Eric Uhl has got the Rams rolling up in Fort Collins. A couple of surprise teams on the, although they're on the bottom end of the top 25, very, very dangerous teams. University of Minnesota Duluth is 4-0. Had a nice win over Pittsburgh, 15-5. And the team that I'm most surprised about, and maybe I shouldn't call it surprise being from the area, but the University of Minnesota, 5-0, putting a pounding on Iowa State 22-1 in their last game. Got a big matchup with BYU going on tonight. Haven't seen any scores or updates on that yet, but we'll bring those to you as we can. But the University of Minnesota, 5-0, and cracking the top 25 for the first time in quite some seasons. It's great to see that program back on the rise. And good for lacrosse in the Midwest, Minnesota in particular. Looking at the Division I and Division II level, you've got five teams all nationally ranked. Very, very good to see that going on in the Midwest. Cal Poly bumping up three spots. Had a tough loss to Arizona State, 10-7. Arizona State holding down the two spot. Colorado, the defending national champions, are 4-0 as well. Putting on another win over Boston College, who had a tough weekend, losing that one to the Buffaloes 14-9. That's going to lead up to a 1-2 matchup coming up tomorrow night. Arizona State and Colorado. What a great game to start the lacrosse weekend. That's going to be a big one, folks. Number one, number two in the nation. Two great goalies going at it. Jensen Makarov for the Buffaloes and Christopher Famous for the Sun Devils. Going to be absolutely amazing. Game, very, very excited to see how that one turns out. Last time they played in Serene Stadium over in Greenville, South Carolina last year. That was last. Buffaloes won it in a close one, 5-4. The last two before that, Arizona State won a squeaker, 8-6, and going back one more game, 12. So all these, the last three games have been decided within two goals. It's going to be an absolutely brilliant 1-2 matchup, possibly a preview of the NCAA Division I National Championship game. Very, very exciting stuff coming up this weekend. Chapman back in the top 10. Good to see them there. Had a tough loss to Arizona this last weekend. Michigan State has played just one game, got a nice close win over Purdue, 8-7. We'll see if the Spartans can get rolling up there in East Lansing. Boston College, despite playing two tough games, drops four spots to go just outside the top 10, coming in at number 11. Had a nice win at Utah Valley State, 13-4. Cumberland Liberty, big fan of their program, had a nice win over Davenport, 13-9. They're 2-0 on the season. Very excited about what's happened so far. The great games this last weekend and for a big, big week three. Very excited. Once again, just to recap, the big games, get up to Minnesota this weekend, get up to St. Paul, St. John's, North Dakota State, St. Thomas, Missouri Valley State, all grinding it out. in all teams in the top five in the MCLA Division II ranks. And if you can find it, Arizona State, Colorado Buffaloes, going to battle out number one, number two teams in the nation going at it tomorrow night. Well, folks, that's our show tonight. So glad you tuned in for what an exciting week it's been in the MCLA. It's going to be a great weekend coming up. Can't wait to catch up with you folks next Thursday night to hash out everything that's gone on this upcoming weekend. Want to thank everybody for tuning in for the Laxworm Radio Experience. You've been listening to Laxville Live, and I have been your host, Dan Power. Thanks again, and we'll catch you next week.